What's up, everybody? Welcome to the RSA Podcast. My name is Arsenio Mash. You can follow me on Instagram at RSAYSR, or you can follow the podcast at RSA Podcast. I've been doing some redecorating. Better, I would say. I feel a lot more comfortable in here now. Thank God it's, you know, getting spring. So it's getting warmer in here. Now, once it gets hot, we'll see how that goes. We'll see how that's going to work out. I appreciate everybody that listens, that watches. It really does mean a lot to me. The ones that are out there that, you know, give it a shot and, you know, reach out to me, you know, I want to say thank you, seriously, from the bottom of my heart. It's been a long and crazy ride. I ain't gonna lie, man. It's been nuts, mentally, physically, and every other Lee that's out there. You know what I mean? On this episode, I went over to Will's place. If any of y'all out there that don't know, Will's place is a Puerto Rican restaurant. It's actually called Hit the Spot Kitchen. They have a restaurant. It's him and his wife. It was Will and Maria Negron here in Fredericksburg, Virginia. And, you know, we've been meaning to do a podcast for a while. I ain't going front. It's been a while since we've been talking about it. So what I ended up doing was going over there, you know, setting up the equipment. You know, that's always a hassle. I'm no equipment engineer or none of that. I know how to do it kind of, but sometimes I don't understand why it doesn't work. But hey, so I went over there, you know, we just started talking, honestly, and I didn't have any kind of agenda, to be perfectly honest. I just went over there and recorded a podcast, you know, and, you know, ended up being over there. I felt like being there with family. We were just sitting there chilling, you know, having a conversation, and, you know, it was awesome. I ain't going front. You know, he made me some food, obviously. Oh yeah. You know what I mean? So I got to eat some papa de llena. I got some empanadilla. You know, that was awesome. So I had just such a great time, you know, being there. It felt like home. And, you know, just like their title, you know, mi comida es su comida, you know, they really do make you feel like family when you go there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, go ahead and support them, man, at Will's Place VA on Instagram, Will's Place on Facebook, pretty much everywhere, even on TikTok. I be peeping them. I saw them. But I really did have a lot of fun, man. I smoked way too much before I got there. So I was a little out of it. I ain't going front, but I think it actually turned out. I think I was more, freaked out in the moment than actually watching back. But but it's all good. It's all good. You know, the food was good. The conversation was good. We got to see how he makes his coffee, what types of coffees he likes, basically we walked through his kitchen at one point, you know, that's about the last half of it, you know what I mean? And, it was just fun. We were just there chilling, listening to music and talking, you know, so, I hope y'all enjoy that. And if anyone out there is, know who Will's Place is, please share this video. And those of you that listen to me, please share. It's not very often do you get a Puerto Rican spot in the middle of Virginia. You know what I mean? Especially in Fredericksburg. Fredericksburg is right in the middle too. So that's awesome, man. And his wife is intense. Yo, she got you. Yo, I'm telling you, don't mess with her. She gonna mess you up. That's for real. She called me out. Order coffee. Nah, let me stop. But I really did have a good time when I went there. I've been saying this since the beginning. You know, all this is an experiment with limited resources. And, you know, I pieced together shit and just try to go for it and see what happens. And, you know, if it fucks up, I try to fix it as best I can and just toss it out there, man. I'm not a, I'm no editor. I'm no professional podcaster. I'm no nothing. I'm just a guy that likes to talk to people and likes to talk into a microphone, basically. That's it. That's all I am. You know what I mean? And there's people out there that like to do the same thing. And those are the people that I like to talk to. You feel me? So, yeah, man. So, and Will actually is going to be stopping here sometime this week. So we're going to see what happens there. I may have another episode for y'all. If y'all like this one, we'll see how it goes. You know what I mean? Now let's start the show. I hope y'all like it, man. Peace.
Man, it's cool as hell though, man. How long y'all been here for real? Like in this actual spot.
So it'll be 3 years now, April.
Oh wow, okay.
April.
Nice.
And cool. So yeah, man. 3 years. And it's been fun, but yeah. It's been challenging, it's been stressful, it's been very
eye-opening.
Yes. Many fights, many solutions, though. Nice little balance.
That's kind of the struggle I'm waiting for. That's the struggle I'm, because I'm tired of working for people, man. I want to work for myself. I have my own shit. You know what I mean?
That was the one thing Maria kept on. After every job, she's like, hate it, right? She's like, it's gonna be the same thing. So, dude, I could probably do one chapter in a book on just my jobs.
Yeah.
That's naming them. That's not talking about each one. That's naming them. That's how many I've had. And so, Walmart, I was Walmart for many years, assistant manager. Starbucks, a few years, assistant manager. Geico, I worked at Geico for, you know.
Selling insurance or like
I was on the fourth floor, home insurance. I was there for almost 3 years.
Shit.
That was in the beginning. That's when we first, that was closest to when we came to Fredericksburg.
Okay.
And I was a mall rat.
Just right over there, 17, that one right there.
Yeah, I was a mall rat before that, right? Where you at? I worked, whatever was the newest and hottest clothing store, I was there working.
Damn, man. Nah, shoot. All right, let's see. Past up till 2018, the end of 2018, I was a truck driver for 10 years.
Bro.
Different companies. That's the thing. I would jump from job to job, do a year here, do a year there, 2 years over here. I hated that shit.
Yep.
But the last 5 years though, I was with a propane company. And they sold out, so I just didn't want to continue doing it. I said, fuck it. I just started doing this shit. Started with some friends, for real.
Just messing around.
And next thing you know, we started getting an audience and shit. And then that got all fucked up. You know, personal shit, you know what I mean? So I was just like, fuck it,
I'm going to get to the hip-hop part in a second.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
enjoy a little bit more of this first.
And so I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go on my own. Just started fucking around, talking. I use it as therapy just to save my feelings, to be perfectly honest.
And then you started on what platform do you start on?
Anchor.
Anchor.
Yeah, because it's free. You can use your phone and shit. Just talk into it. For real.
How long you doing that?
About a year.
So you built a little audience?
I built a little audience. You know what I mean? Got... right now, I'm about 2,500 total listens, downloads. Yeah. All
right. And so what platforms are you on now?
All of them. Yeah. Okay. The thing is, though, I'm having a problem with my RSS feed because I switched from Anchor to Buzzsprout. And when I did that, it fucked up the way it gets spread out to all the other apps. So right now, I've been contacting each one of them individually in order to get that fixed, and I'm just waiting until the 28th for it to just completely, for my membership to end on Buzzsprout, so that it'll be all done back to the Anchor. So I'm just waiting on that right now. So that's why I'm not really pushing the audio part.
And how come not YouTube?
Yeah, that's what I've been putting it on YouTube. Oh, yeah, yeah. I've been putting up these.
Okay.
Yep, yep.
What's up?
So, okay.
Yeah. That's it. You know what I mean? Just chilling, man. Smoking.
No, right, but hey, I know that feeling about
trying to do something, figure something out.
Hey, but that's how you start, though.
Yeah.
Baby steps.
Yeah.
Because I was the same route. Because, you know, Maria's like, you need to go ahead and start your own business. She really pushed for consulting. Mm-hmm. But I'm just stubborn. There's a lot of people that not trying to be rackful, not trying to be, right. But a lot of people have come to us.
Sure.
You know, to pick our brains. And there's several businesses out there. Sorry. No, you're listening. Good. There's several businesses out there that not doing too bad.
Yeah.
You know, they might doing the average struggle as a small business.
Sure.
I'm sure they're above water. Mm-hmm.
That's good. So, man.
But anyway,
we gotta do that shit, man. We gotta push it. We gotta push.
So what was it, man? I got laid off from Starbucks. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. My last corporate job was Starbucks. Mm-hmm. I went back to school. Right, she's like, go back to school. I went back to school.
That's what I'm gonna work on this year.
I got my 4-year degree.
Fucking right, dude. Congratulations, thank you, man.
Mary Washington. And so, it's a struggle. And then working at Blackstone Coffee, I met a lot of entrepreneurs there. It was like a hub.
Really?
And what's crazy is, but all glory goes to him first.
Yeah, no doubt.
I can't go any further than with God first. Yeah. Because without him, none of this would be possible.
Facts.
But we had a, would you say, Maria, we had a nice thing going at Blackstone Coffee? Yeah. We created a nice little atmosphere there.
Which one?
Right across from Mary Washington. It was right between Home Team and that's where Pacho B used to be there.
Yes. Okay. Yep.
And so, but like I said, a lot of city people there. But anyway, this got connected
to the
environment. And so,
good. I'm just going to turn it up a little bit.
Nah, you good. If I turn down the music, let me know.
Nope. Nah, that's a good little vibe. Look, we ain't picking too much.
Okay.
Yeah, good.
So yeah, man. So, but there was a local bakery. Thank you, sweetheart.
Bring anything you want to show. Hmm? Bring anything you want to show. Hmm? Like anything you want to promote, please. Oh. Feel free. I'm serious.
So,
I was just trying to help.
No, I'm good.
For real?
I don't know where I'm going. I'll keep it here, my hand. So, keep me straight. That's, you know, as it says in the word, she's my helper. She's my other half.
Yeah.
You know, God took out of the loin of the man and created a woman. So that's that bond that we have.
Sure.
And so,
that's nice.
It's my tag team partner right there.
I got
like the Barbarian Brothers of
WWE. Yeah, that's the shit right there.
So, with the business part of it, so I was at the coffee shop, got my degree, and I was there. But there was a local bakery that was, he really wanted me to come to his business. But he knew that money talked for me because, you know, I'm going to school, but I still have a family.
Yeah, yeah.
Three of the three kids. We only had two dogs at the time.
How many y'all got now?
We have three, but they were different dogs then, too. The two dogs we had then, they passed now. But, so I finally went. I said, okay, he made a nice offer. I went. Now, this bakery's been around for over 40 years. So, learning the business, bustling, he wanted me to help run it. So, January hit. He'll talk to me about being too nice, uh-huh. You know, because I won't make a decision from time to time and not charge somebody something. Because I would rather give you, if you're constantly coming, right, and one day you forget your wallet or something, or your car doesn't go
through.
I'm going
to forget my wallet every day now.
No, well, I know I recognize patterns too. Google the fool, I am not.
You know, y'all heard that, right?
Hey, I've put people that try to take advantage of that. Like, yeah. Hey, okay, enough is enough.
Of course.
But I'll give them a dozen. I'll give them a dozen donuts because I know they're going to come back and spend more.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? That's customer loyalty, man.
Right.
You know.
So anyway,
that's what you need.
And he was collaborating with another local business selling his products. So there was this event, and any of the product, you know, they make donuts for that.
Okay.
But they came in, two young, you know, younger people came in. They said, "Oh, you came to pick it up?" And they said, "Oh, I guess so." They didn't have no card, no nothing. So I know the owner. So I made the decision. I said, "Here, take it. I know he's good for coming in Monday because your product is sold here. We get an invoice. It's not like you're not going to run."
Right, right, right.
So I made an executive decision. So Sunday, I get a text just like blasting me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I got this, I was telling him, I got this terrible feeling in my gut. Like, so I was praying, like, I started praying. We got in my prayer closet. There was this peace came over me. So the next, I already knew what he was going to do. I knew. So the next morning, he sat me down. He was like, "Look, too nice. You want to do more charity work than business work."
Mm.
Right. So he's trying to create a cash cow out of me, right? Because I can't. Because the, you know, what God has given.
Yeah, sure. Your heart. Your heart too, man. You got right. A heart.
So he was like, "I'm sorry. I'm gonna apologize. I let him talk."
Yeah.
So when he stopped, I was like, "Look, dude, you don't gotta apologize." I said, "It's cool, man." I said, "Because you just allow God to open the door, and I'm gone.
Yeah,
it's done. Because there's a new door waiting for me to be open. That's open for waiting for me to walk through."
I got you.
And so that's what happened. So the next day, Will's Place LLC started.
That's the shit.
And 5 years later, we're still.
That's the shit.
You know. And so, first year we were hustling caterings. Dude, we didn't do new Puerto Rican. We did no Puerto Ricans for the first year.
Oh, really?
None. We did like apps applying for caterings.
Mm, okay.
So we did like an Asian fuse, like a taco bar.
Yeah.
We did Italian. We did a lot of Italian food. Well, Americanized Italian. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna claim no people from the boot. You know what I mean? By no means is what we like.
Yeah.
And so hustled and bustled.
Yeah,
know?
Man. That's awesome.
And then we're at a year, around our year anniversary, the truck. The truck in itself is a funny story, you know? Dude, seriously, I kid you not. Every part of it was God. There was something indicating, and I was like, "All right, this is you. Pay attention." Mm-hmm. And that's why we've been successful so far. And now, let me rephrase, that's why we are successful and continue to be successful. There's no so far.
Sure.
Because there's no limit with him.
Right, right, right. Yeah. No, what happened with me, man, in the beginning of 2020, when actually 2019, my mother got diagnosed with stage 4 ovarian cancer.
Is it 2020?
The end of 2019.
Okay.
2020. I'm just sitting on my knees. I'm praying. I'm asking God, "What does he want from me? What does he want from me?" And he just told me patience. And so all of 2020, you know, as much as my anxiety has been, as much as you know, I've felt, you know, at times insufficient, I stayed patient, you know what I mean? And now that I'm seeing some doors open up, I know it's because of him, you know what I mean? I do.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, just because I'm not a life pointer, or just because, you know, I do have my own beliefs. I do believe that God exists. I believe Jesus died for our sins. And, but as far as religion itself, that's where, you know, I kind of have an issue. The
the stories and stuff, you know, I think the message of what the Bible is saying is real. Obviously, to be a person, better person, to be someone better than what we as humans are naturally.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. Maybe it's because I'm, you know, I like I said, you know, I know when I pray, I feel it. I know that he's there. I know that he's listening to me. I know that there's something there.
No doubt.
Whether or not what is written does not matter to me because of what I feel.
Correct. And so, you know, it's unfortunate because the part that's written, man itself has ruined that.
Yes.
However, the word of God is the word of God because that is his instruction for us, right?
That I agree with.
Because we all have our own individual mandate. Mm-hmm. Now we're supposed to come together because as it says in Corinthians, we are many, but we come together like Voltron.
Yeah.
Come together, but unfortunately man ruins it.
Yeah.
So from Genesis to Revelations, because of what he has shown to me, yes, praying, I believe every word. Every word. Now, our biggest battle is with religion.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a institution mindset.
Yeah.
We have, like he says in the word, Christ-minded. And that's what we are striving for.
Sure. Absolutely. That's now, what I completely,
and if you strive,
100 million percent agree with you.
So
if you need, we need the connection. We don't have that anymore.
Right.
It's gone. It's lost.
And it's lost within the community. Right? But it's not,
especially one like this.
But it's not lost with the individual. Meaning.
Right. It takes effort though, because
yes,
we takes, as, you know, humans.
We interfere a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what we're doing is we're playing tug of war with God.
Yeah.
Because when Christ Jesus was on the cross and he said, "It is done," he means it. And I know a lot of pastors, a lot of churches preach on that, right? And they add their application to the context of the story, which is fine because that's what God told them. However, if it doesn't speak to them first, it has to speak to you first.
Yeah.
Because if it doesn't speak to you, it's like our food. First and foremost, we cook for us first.
Yeah.
That menu, we like everything on that menu.
Facts.
There's nothing on there that we wouldn't eat.
Word.
Of course. We won't.
Right.
If somebody say, "Oh, how about this?" and we don't like it, no. We can get 100 people and we don't like it, no, because I'm not gonna put my heart into it. Mm-hmm. Because I don't like it. Now we might find
how much fucking rice do y'all go through in a fucking week? How many pounds? Okay. I got you. Were y'all wasting a lot? Yeah.
We were giving it to, you know, trying to find homeless people, trying to find stuff, but that gets.
And it gets hard. Actually, that's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It's work.
People have jobs to do that.
Sure.
So it takes too much. And trying to partner with people is too much.
Yeah.
It becomes overwhelming trying to run a business.
And then let me rephrase that. It's hard. Okay. It's not that it's hard work. We don't mind doing that part, but to find the people is hard. But then they're just not. Yeah. So,
yeah.
And then, so back to the relationship part, it's an individual relationship with him. Because
yeah, exactly.
I can't change my wife.
Mm-hmm.
I can't change my kids.
Yep.
I can't change you. The only person I can change is me.
That's it.
And the only person that can change me is him.
Yeah.
However, there is a twist to that because we have free will. Mm-hmm. And that's where it becomes so difficult because we talk about duality.
Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you, with me, look, this is the reason I'm most interested in psychedelics. Because with the psych, you all right? Why are you laughing?
Why? She sees it in me.
Huh?
She sees it in me. Because she knows I can go on and all about that.
Oh, about psychedelics?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, bad. I didn't know you was a... Okay.
Well,
okay.
I could talk about it.
Sure, because, sure.
You know, I know.
Okay. Yeah. Because people... out to everybody. People that have it done, you know, they do it. They have these profound experiences where they felt like they've met God. You know what I mean? And I ain't going front, man. Having depression and stuff like that. It's like I just want to see something, a glimpse, even if it's just a glimpse. You know what I mean?
Okay, so you right, and you know what? This is where the institution will understand. Because the institution, what happens is because it's divided, the umbrellas of Baptist, the umbrellas of Pentecostal, the umbrellas of Catholicism,
yeah,
they all have their rules and regulations and expectations of what a person should be. Mm-hmm. Where God wants us to be like Him.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure.
You have 10 commandments.
Right.
The most important ones was what? Love thy neighbor. Right? And don't worship no other God.
Yeah.
Those are the two most important things. Right. Everything else falls into place. Mm-hmm. You're not going to kill nobody.
Yeah.
If you're Christ-minded. You're not going to... Mm-hmm. The others.
Sure.
The 8 others.
I got you.
So... God has given a lot of stuff to us.
Sure.
This is talks about it in Genesis. We have dominion over the earth, right? And He's given us the earth to cherish off of, right? To feed ourselves.
Sure.
And what's happened is the institution has become synthetic, mm-hmm, like the food we eat. Follow me?
I got you. I'm with you.
It's processed, unfortunately, where the nourishment, the food comes from the earth.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, I got you.
So that includes, I'll do a little plug, I guess, Young Living. You know, what we like about them versus others, yes, mm-hmm, you pay a price. But how valuable is our life to us, right? However, it's made all from the earth.
Yeah.
It's still proper. But think about everything else. Cannabis, hemp.
Of course.
You know, cannabinoids. Sure. And
yeah,
this, I can't get into the verbiage of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's more Maria.
Sure.
But I could talk a generalization of
what could happen. You know, I think now at this point, it's not even a topic for discussion because it's so widespread. It's, you smoke weed, you whatever, you know what I'm saying? You smoke weed, so what? Who gives a fuck no more? Nobody cares. Not really. I got to be perfectly honest. You know, not unless you're a driver. Not unless, you have a professional driving job or something like that. Nobody really gives a fuck, really, man.
As long as,
because I can do my job high. Easily. You know what I mean?
Yes, unfortunately. Okay, so. Now, to the science part of it. Doing reading with Maria, discussions.
You know who you would like to talk to? You should talk to Abe. You should talk to this guy from Swansea. I think you guys would get along.
So, now, if a person that's 21, 19, 18, 17, 22, want to really...
That, I don't...
We don't advocate.
No.
Because...
I think 24, honestly. Right.
And then, this science shows consistently 25 and older,
mm-hmm,
because of our cognitive,
exactly,
thought process.
Exactly.
Right, Maria?
Brain development.
Thank, yep, you.
Exactly.
She's going to help me with anything that.
I'll yell it out.
Thank you.
Or come over there and
sit
on your lap.
Oh, come on, baby.
Here, why don't you? Do we have another chair?
No, she likes behind
come
the scenes.
Come on.
She's the audible
get
voice.
Get on in here.
She's the audible
can
voice.
Can I turn the camera around?
I'll stay on my shirt.
You got to stay here.
Put a face.
Hey!
Hey, you know what that remind me of? It's like on Howard Stern, Robin.
Oh, yeah, no.
Behind the glass.
Yeah.
Like a caged animal.
Oh, no. Okay.
How's that for politically incorrect?
I know.
Right.
That's but I can do that.
Yeah. Michael Scott.
I'm permitted.
I love it. Let's hit the spot kitchen, y'all. Come on down. Get some food. Boricua's on the set.
So yeah, so you know, this is a conversation that actually go on, but people don't want to. People, they don't want. They're comfortable. They're lukewarm.
I hate that part of society where it makes you have to you have to be part of this germ. It's like a virus. You know what I mean? Like in a way where it's employer employee type system. You know what I mean? It's run by the corporations, if you will. And I hate that shit, man. I hate that shit.
And you know, and just to throw a little tap into what you said earlier about hitting certain levels.
Yeah.
In regards to psychedelics.
Mm-hmm. You have to have the intention.
Yes. And in regards to your relationship with God, it's about the heart, because he says it in his word.
Yeah.
It's about your individual relationship with him. Mm-hmm. That's it. Your individual, because he changes you, it reflects. Then it's like Joseph. Changed him. Then he became second in command, became contagious. His faith was so contagious. And that's what we're supposed to do if our individual relationship with him is right. Now, I'm not talking about being perfect by no means. None. Because
I think I see myself more like as in Job almost. That no matter what happens, no matter, you always praise God and you always thank him for what you have. It does not matter, you know, no matter, you know, what he's brought me through. That's just it, because he's brought me through it.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean? Continues. Because he will never leave you nor forsake. And because, and here's the other thing, with Maria and I, we've gotten to a point where we're, like Paul says, we're persuaded on who he is.
Yeah.
Now, to go back to, you said something earlier about, you're talking about the Bible itself. Now, if you are a simpleton, if you're simple-minded, you're only going to read one edition of the Bible, and that is it. Mm-hmm. NIV only, King James only. No.
Yeah.
Everybody has different reading levels. So whichever one, if you don't know who God is, and you pick up a Bible, whichever Bible you, that's for you. That's the one God wanted you to have, and you grabbed it.
Gotcha.
So it doesn't matter what initials are on the binder, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Because when you have your relationship with it and you intently read for you as one, he will highlight words and challenge you, especially if you like to research more the why. Mm-hmm. Rabbit trails are good sometimes.
Yeah.
So he will highlight certain words. Why is that word highlighted? Oh, he wants me. I have to look at other versions because there's a word might change. Mm-hmm. And whatever that word that changed, that's the word he wants me to find. And he wants me to look it up in the Greek or the Hebrew to get the definition. Because the English language has convoluted the language of the world, period.
Yeah.
Okay?
I got you. I think we're all called to do something different.
Without.
You know what I mean? And right now, I can see I can see a little bit of what he wants me to do. You know what I mean?
And that's what you go for.
Man. Yeah, man.
It feels good.
It feels good. It feels real good. I ain't gonna lie. Huh? What?
All right. What's up? What's up, y'all? Welcome to the RSA podcast. I know we've been talking for a little while, but I'm gonna put this in the beginning.
Huh?
Can I live?
Are we gonna transition to
hip hop?
Hip-hop.
Some hip hop.
Okay. We like this topic. We watch what? Crush Groovy not too long ago.
That's not. Hey, it's a classic. I mean, you can't knock it. It's a classic.
You know, we can't knock it because it's part of the foundation.
Oh, rest in peace, Prince Marky D, too. First Puerto Rican to go platinum.
And so, you know. It's all part of the foundation of hip hop.
Yeah.
And it came out starting in the late 70s till actually mid 90s.
Mm-hmm.
That bracket, for me, in my opinion, is what hip hop is.
Sure. I got you.
Because it evolved.
Yeah.
Started house music. Think about
how old are you?
44.
Okay. So you got a little bit on me. Yeah, you got a little wrong. So I see that. I can see that. That's like more my brother's, you know, level of it. For me, it was like early 90s, 92, 93, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94.
Okay.
Up, you know what I mean? And
This right here, I know the whole entire album, bro.
So,
can I get another bottle of water, man?
Maybe can you give us two? So, and think about something that was that Wu was just coming out, and Jay-Z was coming out. You know, Nas.
Thank you.
Illmatic. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I used to like Nice and Smooth, Gangstar.
Gangstars, yeah. He's
Big L.
Of course. Big L. Big L, rest in peace.
Yes. And you know, I got caught up in the West Coast, East Coast. I was more of a
I was on the East Side. I ain't give a fuck about no West Coast.
So I liked some of the beats, I like some of the style.
Yeah.
But it was just a different you know what it is? It's a whole different mindset in the West Coast.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, you can see it.
Because you think about society, think about how the U.S. was created, right?
Mm-hmm.
It started actually with the Spaniards going from.
But in regards
to population wise, started from the east to the west, mm-hmm. right? So the west, like Maureen and I was talking about, think about a film noir, right? There's this characteristic that men have, this machismo, this western
mm-hmm. like, grit.
Right, exactly. So they're kind of, still kind of is like that in the West.
Sure.
Think about it.
Right.
Khakis, mm-hmm. very simple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where in the bigger cities in the East, think about, we're getting a lot of this stuff kind of first. Fashion.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
France, mm-hmm. England, mm-hmm. Italy,
mm-hmm.
Spain.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they're trickling in, so all these different styles.
Right.
The hot, you know, the, because the money that's on the West, grit money, mm-hmm. oil, gold.
Fucking, yes. Yeah, hell yeah.
Where on the East, it was institutionalized by higher education,
mm-hmm.
church.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And so it's
because
cool,
that's still part of the, I guess, the from the pilgrimage and of Europe here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So all that that's the music too, man.
Virginia, it's crazy the Virginia studies that the kids are doing in school right now. It's like there's a lot of Native American tribes just in this area right here.
What we don't know.
There's a bunch of them.
It goes with the hip hop too.
Mm, true.
And when you think about the ones that survived, the ones that are educated.
Yeah.
And I don't mean like, you know, there's people that haven't. Thank you.
Yeah, that's true. I agree. You have to learn how to work your way through it for sure.
Slimy, slack, savvy.
Yeah.
Look at Jay-Z. Look at Jay-Z, for example. Reasonable Doubt.
Mm-hmm.
That was his first album. Mm-hmm. And there was a certain class level to it.
Right.
Off the bat.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And look at how he's living now.
Yeah. I get it. Yeah.
And you know what? And what's funny is kind of like what, you know, your great speakers, motivator speakers talk about.
Mm-hmm.
You got to speak it into existence.
You got to speak it into existence. That's exactly.
He was adding his story on how.
Exactly.
That's why I don't listen to Jay-Z as much.
Yeah.
But I listen to him when time is right.
Mm-hmm. I got you. No, he's gotten deeper. He's gotten almost back to where he was back in the day.
I haven't heard him in a long time.
Yeah, he's got some bars now.
Okay.
On bunch of his albums, 444. This the shit right here, though.
This is hip hop in the beginning.
Of course.
Yeah. House music.
Yeah, house music. Fucking right. I love house music, man.
The kids in the Bronx.
Freestyle.
Hitting any kind of metal they can find, mm-hmm. with the sticks, creating these beats.
Yep.
That's hip hop, man. Break dancing. Mm-hmm. Hip hop is not music, it's a culture.
Yeah, exactly right.
The break dancing, the graffiti, the attire.
Right.
Think about what Ren DMC did with.
That was almost the generational separation between just only 7 years. Because for me, it was bars. It was about your bars and how you could go to the beat. Like, it wasn't all just about partying and dancing and shit like that. You know what I mean? But, you know.
People are adding their story to it.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
from the story,
right. That's the generation of hip hop I listen
exactly.
to.
Exactly. So you think about Slick Rick.
Slick Rick. He was a storyteller.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
It is all this new.
Hey, band, he's got some shit with West Side Gun. I don't know if you know who West Side Gun is.
I don't know names.
Yeah. West Side Gun.
He talking about some ingredients for food. I know that one.
You know that one?
Hell
yeah, man. So yeah, kind of back to the psychedelics a little bit, man.
Let's see here.
Rounding. That's the Jungle Brothers, right?
Yeah, that was my brother's shit right here. Jungle bro.
And what was the other? Psychedelics.
Maria's head popped up.
Huh?
Maria's head popped up. She's my lawyer.
Oh. Why? What happened? What's going on?
Safe words. No, you're joking. No, go ahead. Nah, you're good, man. Go ahead.
Oh, shit. No, 2020, the patience and learning how to kind of control myself and and see what's wrong, but what I've been doing wrong, and it was like an introspective look, smoking cannabis every single day. It made you know what I'm saying, and it made depression feel a little harder to deal with. Once you learn the strains and difference between sativas, indicas, and all that other stuff, and actually learn, because most of the shit you get on the black market, you don't know what it is. You know what I mean?
And that's the unfortunate part, because that's where the different lies, because unfortunately, like, there's people putting out junk, Walmart quality,
right. Right.
And that plays into it, because the true form, like, and what they're doing, like, if you watch Bon Appetit, if you watch that, the sky's the limit of what you can create in the food realm. Mm-hmm. But you look at everything else, or look at the different strains and what it has to offer, and look at how that's evolving on how they're creating concentrates that are cleaner.
Yeah.
Because what happened, so the science is coming out, and they're creating ways where people will partake and it won't affect as bad.
Right, microdosing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Cleaner forms.
Yeah.
Because if you continue, like, if you just have midi, swag, and always roll it in the blunt, you have that tobacco content, and that's the shake of what was, pass through, kind of like a hot dog.
Yeah,
you left over meat. I got you. Throw in the grinder. Not a Nathan's hot dog. That's right. Hey, we got the LYY. We do a deep fried Nathan's hot dog. Our slow roasted panin, couple sauces, potato sticks. Us potato sticks too. Old school. But I forgot to get the fryer on.
Oh, I was about to say, let's do it.
Make a relleno.
Come on.
And two empanadas for Arsenio. What are we talking about? So the different forms. And when you learn your body and you learn what form is best for you, now, it's just like anything else, you can overdo it.
Not having anybody to kind of tell you what does what for you, getting it through DC, I had to learn on my own, it was recreational, not medicinal,
And what's so unfortunate about it DC, sucks, so many man. People, it's like flipping a quarter, heads is good and tails is bad, and you don't know, because it's 50-50.
Exactly,
that's unfortunate, because if you have a group of people that truly respect the game, that truly are passionate about what they do, I'm talking about from every process, from the growing, from the cultivating, just everything we do, everything matters.
Yeah,
everything takes time.
Sure.
If you want good.
Sure.
And I prefer
quality over quantity.
Yes. In all things.
Sure.
Because the quality is going to give you what it offers. Exactly. Coffee, look, I'm a coffee nerd, right? I have different gadgets over there. And each one produces a different level of coffee.
Come on, let's do it. Let's walk around.
Sure.
Show me what you got.
All right. So if I just want this regular, you know, like a regular morning, you know, I just want to be regular today. I think for myself. So I'm not saying other people that drink this, but if it's regular people, you might be super awesome, but me. Drip coffee, right? So traditional, normal household coffee maker. So you got your filter in there. So when you do coffee, you get that brown stain, right? That stain is all the oil. That's what the coffee has to offer. So it's good, but it's missing something for me. Gotcha.
Show me.
So one
show
of my favorite is I love the French press. Because with the French press, because of the screen, you allow all the oils to seep through.
Okay.
Right? So you get to taste the essence, the true essence of the coffee. And now, I like this one too. It goes back and forth because it's cool. That's the thing about coffee is, every blend, every it's gonna be different how you do it because the process affects coffee different ways. Uh-huh. And so this is my favorite because you know this one is more convenient. I'll probably drink this one more.
What's it called again?
So this one's the French press.
Okay.
This one's the siphon brewer.
Now, siphon brewer.
So a siphon brewer, this technology has been around for over 100 years, right? Belgians. This option right here. So you get the same quality of coffee as you do as a French press. Is the way it's set up. The Muslim filter allows all the oils to seep through. It's like nice, tasty. The biggest difference between the two, the sludge comes out of the bottom because it's just a tar.
Yeah.
And that's just how it
is. Sure. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Where you get the same effect with this one in regards to every essence, but because that filter, it cleans it.
Mm.
So the color of the coffee won't even look like.
It'll be clear.
It'll be not clear,
like lighter. Gotcha.
Like
really? That's crazy.
The taste is great.
Really?
Yeah. So somebody said, that looks weak. No, not weak.
It didn't look kind of weak. I ain't going front.
It might have been. I don't know. Like this. I'll drink it. It's my least favorite. That's why I don't make many. I don't advertise this. If somebody sees that one, I'll make
it.
Yeah. That's the one thing I'll make that I don't like. And unfortunately, that's because I was trained by Starbucks. You know, not sure. Now, I just discovered this. So I know a lot of people that drink this, especially the Puerto Rican households. Mm-hmm. Is this one or the one with the sock? That's how my grandma used to make it.
I remember that. Yeah. So that's the best coffee.
So, too, the other day, I finally did at home. My daughter gave me this. So I finally used it. And then I hand wished the milk because I still brought it to me. So it's got to go that shit. Damn. Remember the post I'm already put about the fly?
Oh, so, shit. Yeah.
That's all right. You know what I'm saying? So that's our coffee beer right there. And,
wanna take me through the kitchen?
MTV Cribs.
I know, word is butter, right?
Where is that MTV Cribs? That's right. So our kitchen.
Oh, here, I'm cooking.
No? Oh, she's cooking. So this is our, you know, this is where the magic happens.
Oh,
remember the oxtail that we posted?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Look at that. Good.
It's falling off the boat.
It's so good.
So we're gonna make it into a taco.
Oh, nice.
Give us some cucumbers. They got an Asian slaw over there.
Tacos. Oxtail tacos.
How Robert Irvine saying on this?
How many hours a day y'all spend in this thing?
Too many.
I thought so.
Yeah, man, we get here, like 6:30, 6:45 in the morning, and we'll leave at 8, 9, sometimes 10, 11.
It's awesome.
Right, and, you know, even though that day that we're not with the truck or the business club, we're running errands, shopping, planning.
Yeah.
So it's never ending. So look, if you guys want, for anyone that wants to do a business, man or woman, child, and his kids start a business too. I'll start the business.
You can do it.
Oh, yes. Thank you. If you're not willing to work,
the groundwork.
If you're not really to work hard, you can't, look, excuse my French, you can't bitch about it. You just gotta work.
Yeah, work.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, people are gonna say you look tired. Rhea, you hear me out here? People say you look tired. Why are you growing your beard and your hair? You look tired.
I'm
no.
Tired, bro.
Oh, I'm tired. We work.
Yeah.
But when your vision, just the other thing. Hey, business owners, just don't stay plateaued. Continue to plan to elevate, unless you don't want to. If you're comfortable the way you are, stay the way you are. But if you just start out, make sure your vision is big, because whatever you start and begin is just the beginning. Always plan, and don't get so caught up working today that you can't work for tomorrow. You gotta balance it out. And so, all right. No, you got the yammer. That's her. So you got a picadillo empanada, so that in a relleno, and the relleno, I'll explain what it is in a second. So the picadillo empanada. Now, a lot of Puerto Ricans now say the traditional is carne, the carne. But when I grew up, my grandparents, it was picadillo, and the picadillo was ground beef, sofrito. But you just don't stop at sofrito. You put green peppers, red peppers, onions, Spanish olives, and your seasonings. Nowadays, it's just meat and maybe some cheese or maybe some damn flavor.
Yeah.
Hey, just gotta put it out. Unfortunately, but anyway, so picadillo. That's another tangent right there in the industry.
I get it. So that's how my mother-in-law, you know, they're from El Salvador. That's what they call it. Same thing. It's ground beef, potatoes, carrots. I mean, a whole bunch of crap.
So think about history. Spaniards, trickled down to the Caribbean islands. Because picadillos in Cuba too. Actually, picadillo is really big in Cuba. They have picadillo with rice. Then, El Salvador. Think about.
Yeah. Sure.
So
absolutely.
But this is how we make.
Yeah.
We're not gonna shortcut. So when people ask, "Dude, why is your empanada on $4? Well, come and make it with us. Okay, seriously.
Yeah.
We're cutting up. We're not buying shortcuts.
No doubt.
We're cutting the green pepper. We're cutting the onions. We make the sofrito.
I peeped it, by the way.
And then the relleno. That's a mashed potato ball. And inside is picadillo meat, stuffed with the picadillo meat. So it's like so for my American friends, it's like a deep fried shepherd's pie, right?
Yeah.
Deep
fried
shepherd's pie. It's like a knish.
It's like a knish, right.
Knish.
For me, and it does.
And this one is?
Oh, that's it. Which one now? Is that the cheesesteak? That's a cheesesteak.
BR cheesesteak.
That's our cheesesteak.
Oh.
Can we put the pickle pineapple in there? And then, sofrito. Yeah, we buy all of our. See, we make our own sofrito.
Oh yeah,
you know. If people come, and buy it too. We sell it.
Yeah.
$10 for 16 ounce.
Okay.
You know, and we don't cheap with the ingredients. Unfortunately, a lot of people use more cilantro versus culantro, which is part of the coriander family.
Sure.
But it's underrated. Culantro has rich flavor to it. And so I use more culantro. It's a sin. That's why you're so rich. That's the key to lower that.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
I didn't get the measurements. The measurements are important.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's your recipe, right?
Look, anybody, like your home cooks out there, anybody can just throw a bunch of ingredients on there.
Yeah.
But if you don't know how much to put of each thing, it makes a difference.
Sure.
Salt. Put some more salt. I always try it. Doing a peanut butter recipe for us.
Oh.
Peanut butter cookies.
Oh.
So I tasted it and I was like, oh my gosh, this is salty. So she mistaked.
Salt and sugar.
Oh no. However, Maria's like, she knows what she'll calm me down. She's like, think about something, create something else. I said, okay. I wasn't gonna do anything with it at first. I was like,
oh yeah, you would have taken it.
I was indignant about it.
I'm not doing it.
So what I had my daughter do was make a crust.
Yeah.
So that part is this peanut butter, is the salty peanut butter. But I'm gonna do a sweet banana chocolate custard.
Oh, that's the shit.
So right there. I will make that kind of sweet.
Hell yeah.
So you can balance the saltiness of the cookie. And then I'm gonna do a whipped cream to add icing on top.
That sounds good, man. You gonna do that right now?
Now there's the custard part, man.
Oh, man. Well, look. Well, let's turn this around. So, come down to Will's place.
Bye-bye!
Hit the spot. Hit the kitchen. French bird.
3318 Bourbon Street, Bourbon Like the Drink. 22408, we're open Tuesday, Friday from 9 to 2. But if not, look for us on Will's Place, BA on social media.
Wednesday.
Oh, that's right, Wednesday. What about Wednesday here? I hit the spot.
Ah, I'm good.
5 to 7 p.m. Come here, baby. Come here.
Oh, wow.
Here we go.
Okay.
Let's put one on me real quick. Take a match. Set it off to the left, y'all. Set it off to the right. Gonna set it off, set it off.
Yeah. Give your plugs. Right,
yeah, come on down, see us. We got good food for you. We mix it up. We keep it original. We're real flexible. We just want to feed you and make you happy. So come on down here and let us see that.
We just want to commune with you.
Yes, because community eats at our table.
And look, food is about coming.